4:30. Time to call the order of the Town of Discovery Bay's Park and Recreation Normal Committee meeting. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken. Record request to all members of the commission.
Thank you. This is the time for public comments. If there's any members of the public in the room or online that wishes to address this committee, now is your opportunity. Do we have anyone online? Anyone in the room? No one in the room? Okay, well, with that, I will close public comments unless someone pops in. Can I get a motion to approve minutes?
I make a motion to approve draft meeting minutes from January 19th and special meeting minutes from April 20th.
I second that. Both committee members vote yes.
Okay, so Director Gonzalez.
Aye. Okay, motion carries. We don't have any presentations. Sounds like the first action item is E1, updates on the golf cart parking.
Hi.
Welcome.
Okay, so I'm super excited to share with you what we have going on with golf cart parking. So we've got the pipeline project going on water, wastewater, and so we're letting the contractor stage all their equipment and base rock and everything over there. So I had to meet with them to just kind of coordinate where you can't block, where you can place things. So he said, hey, you know, we'll have a little extra, we'll throw some base rock down for you. And I said, well, I actually have this golf cart parking that I want to do. Do you do asphalt work? So long story short, they're going to go ahead and do that for us at no charge as a thank you for letting them stage during the whole project.
That's awesome. So how much money is that saving us?
Oh gosh, I can't even. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how much asphalt would be, but, and it's a guess, like probably tens of thousands.
That's awesome.
Because I know that I tried getting pricing once before, and we couldn't even, with prevailing wage, we couldn't get anybody to come out for such a small job, so the price was even more, because it wasn't really worth their while. We got a price to lay down a material kind of like decomposed granite, and that was going to be upwards of $10,000. So this is asphalt, so that's even
That's awesome.
Better.
Congrats. That's a great win.
Thank you. Yeah. So they are delayed a little. We were hoping to have it done by June, but they've run into some delays on their project, which then delays when they can have the materials for this. But we said, no problem. We'll take the the gift or the, you know, them doing the work. But we actually, our crew got the area graded down and just today. They dumped a bunch of base rock over there. So it's in progress. So when you see it, it doesn't look pretty right now, but it's on its way.
That's awesome.
So I'm sorry, are they going to do the asphalt, you said?
I don't know until they know their schedule.
Got it.
They've run into some delays on their end of the project where we're kind of getting their leftovers.
Is it still available to use if it's not asphalted for the summer concert?
For sure.
Oh, perfect then. Well,
yeah, it's just like I said, it's not going to look completed, finished, and beautiful, but we'll glad to wait. But yeah, absolutely, we'll be able to use it.
Well, congrats on asking them, and thank you for asking them.
Yeah,
so
you're
smart.
Welcome.
Good move.
Any other questions on that one?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
I guess we'll move on to lifeguard hiring.
So it's going slowly. We've advertised, you know, every which way. We keep posting it. I was hoping for 10 to 12. We have 6. So if we don't get more, we'll be able to function with that. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it as far as scheduling. If we can meet the dates and time frame of what we would typically be open. But we'll continue working on that. I've interviewed 6. I've done offer letters. They've all accepted. So now they're in the process of finishing up all their onboarding, background checks, that kind of thing. So we're looking good. I mean, it's a start for getting up and running after not being open for so long.
Technically, we're only kind of 4 short, but like 6 is enough to get us open, correct?
For sure. Absolutely.
Well, so currently, though, we have adult lap
And yeah, I was going to go into that next. Yeah.
Please continue.
No, yeah. So that's as far as where we're kind of looking at with lifeguards. However, Monday this week, was that the 2nd?
Yes.
We opened we've got a water aerobics program going. So we've had, and it was windy on Monday and Tuesday, and there were still two ladies that were brave and came out and they did their water aerobics. So that's one of our programs. So that's going on. We have that out advertised on Facebook and Instagram, and the new activities guide will hit everything on Monday, this coming Monday. And then we also have adult lap swim going on that started Monday. We've had two people come for that, so that's now we've got that advertised as well. There's no charge for that because we don't have a lifeguard, and you have to be 18 and older and sign a waiver. So that's we're getting the word out for that. I had another gentleman come in and sign the waiver today, so that's somebody else. So yeah,
what's the feedback been from?
What's that?
What's the feedback been from those that have swam in it?
So happy. The water aerobics people are just, it's only been 3 days, but it's beautiful. Oh my gosh, we're so happy. They're loving it.
That's awesome.
So that's what we have as far as aquatics goes right now.
So currently on our Town of Discovery Bay webpage, mm-hmm. What does it say for...
That'll be updated on Monday, because okay. That's when the new guide officially and then you comes want to... up, and everything will be on there on Monday. We just wanted to get something out there right now, so we put a flyer together for Facebook and Instagram.
Very cool.
That's all I have.
Uh-oh. Someone out.
Thank you.
Thank you. And congrats on the golf cart deal.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
I guess we don't have any discussion items.
Not today.
Future agenda items.
Can
so.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to ask. Like, I know we have a lot of Parks and Rec stuff going on. It would be nice to know, like, what bids we have currently out. Kind of where we're at with those. And, like, a timeline of projections. Because I know that we have the park, Clipper, like all of those things, and we're all working on them. I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around.
I was going to say, if Bill or somebody can create like a Pareto chart where you have, here's the timelines of this project, mm-hmm. You know, whether, you know, he knows exactly what the completion is, but at least, you know, a range okay. of where he hopes to be at, and just a list of all the projects that he's got going on.
Okay. And I know some of those we have to go out and bid for some of the works on it, so it would be nice to know, like, hey, we're out to bid, or this is our plan date to go to bid, this is how long it's taken, okay. Or we went out to bid and we didn't get any responses, so we're taking a different approach.
As well as updates on given projects, you know.
Yeah.
You know, he started the fence post repair, but I haven't seen any action since then, so whether he's planning another to happen another month more, you know, maybe you need to understand that, so... Yeah. We're not kind of sitting around.
I also think that will be good for us, like, not wanting, you know, feeling comfortable to say, like, hey, we don't need to do a special meeting because we have an idea where all these things are.
Okay.
Versus, okay. I feel like we need to have a special meeting because we can't get a grasp of where we're at on stuff.
And actually, I think it'd be good for the public, too, if there was so they could look at to see all the projects that we have going on regarding landscaping and improvements to the... So I don't know if that same chart would be for both or...
And then maybe just a review of it, each one of our plan meetings, just to, again, he knows where he's at on it, but it would be nice to know, so when we're driving along looking at stuff, we're not like, it looks the same.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and we're not harping on him for that. Like, we're being reasonable in our requests and understanding of how things are moving and what they're going to be moved.
Yep.
So when would the next meeting be? Do we have to skip another month again, or we go to?
Yep. Nope, we're going back to our regular schedule, okay. Unless something comes up and we need to have a special. Yes.
Okay. Do you think that, and I may be out of line asking for this, but do you think that that's something that he can put together and email us or get to us just so we can have before that next meeting?
Yeah, we can.
So we can, you know, have some time to digest it and then have some good questions to ask
sure.
at that following meeting?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I wasn't out of line.
No, not at all. It's a committee meeting. You have the committee.
There you go. Go team. Yeah. But great job on the pool stuff. Like, it looks good out there. We were out there on Saturday. It's nice to, like, see all of the tables and stuff up. I'm excited for seeing the public.
Is all your furniture in?
Yeah, I got the last 10 chairs delivered yesterday. So they're actually sitting on a huge pallet out there on the pool deck. So tomorrow morning, I'm going to get out there and unwrap everything and get it set up. And then once that's done, and depending on the weather, because we can't do it on a windy day, Aaron and I are working together. I'm going to set all the umbrellas out in the turf, in the sleeves, and we're going to do a drone flyover to get some great shots to put out there on social media to show everybody what's going on.
If he needs help drumming, let me know.
I think he's got it now.
Is he good?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's got it.
But we were planning on doing it, and then you can't do it in the wind that we've had.
So. No, it's been bad. It's supposed to be bad this weekend, too.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
But yes, the last of the furniture came in yesterday.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm excited to get that unwrapped.
So I'm sorry, at the last meeting that we had, when we had the tennis pickleball people here, we talked about Cornell Park and resurfacing those courts. Did we make a decision, or what was...
We did not make a decision. That would be something they're going to get quotes for and bring them back.
So that would be at the next... Possibly?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you have anything else, Ashley?
Oh, I think that's it.
Any members of the public want to...
Jump in,
call me. Jump in anything. All right, well, that at 4:42. Meeting adjourned.